Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. We've spent the last several weeks talking about all the different types of risk you face as a real estate investor. Market risk, leverage risk, tenant risk, property risk, natural disasters, cybersecurity threats, and more. But here's the thing. Knowing about these risks isn't enough. You need a plan. A comprehensive, written, actionable risk management plan that protects your portfolio, your income, and your financial future. Today, we're going to build that plan together. I'm going to walk you through exactly how to create your own comprehensive risk management plan, step by step. Let's dive in. Step one, conduct a risk audit. The first step in creating your risk management plan is to conduct a full risk audit of your current portfolio. This means taking a hard, honest look at every property you own and identifying every potential risk. Start with your properties. For each one, ask yourself, what's the physical condition? Are there deferred maintenance issues? Major systems nearing the end of their useful life? What's the tenant situation? Do you have reliable long-term tenants or high turnover and frequent vacancies? What's the location risk? Is the property in a flood zone, wildfire area, hurricane-prone region? What's the insurance coverage? Do you have adequate property, liability, and umbrella coverage? Any gaps? Then move to your financial structure. What's your leverage? How much debt do you have on each property? What are your debt service coverage ratios? What are your cash reserves? Do you have 3 to 6 months of operating expenses saved for each property? What's your liquidity? Can you access cash quickly if you need it? Next, look at your operational systems. How do you screen tenants? Do you have a consistent, documented process? How do you handle maintenance? Reactive or proactive? How do you manage documents and records? Digital? Physical? Secure? What's your cybersecurity posture? Strong passwords? Multi-factor authentication? Backups? Finally, consider external risks. What's the local market doing? Is it stable? Growing? Declining? What's the economic outlook? Are we heading into a recession? What are the regulatory risks? Any new rent control laws? Zoning changes? Write all of this down. Create a spreadsheet or document that lists every property, every risk, and every gap in your current protection. This is your risk audit, and it's the foundation of your risk management plan. Step 2. Prioritize your risks. Once you've identified all your risks, the next step is to prioritize them. Not all risks are created equal. Some are high probability, high impact. Others are low probability, low impact. Use a simple risk matrix to categorize each risk. High probability, high impact. These are your top priorities. Examples: deferred maintenance on a major system, inadequate cash reserves, high tenant turnover. High probability, low impact. These are important but not urgent. Examples: minor maintenance issues, small gaps in documentation. Low probability, high impact. These are your black swan risks. Examples: natural disasters, major lawsuits, economic collapse. Low probability, low impact. These are low priorities. Examples: minor regulatory changes, small market fluctuations. Focus your immediate attention and resources on the high probability, high impact risks. These are the ones that can hurt you the most, the soonest. Then create a plan to address the low probability, high impact risks through insurance, reserves, and contingency planning. Step 3. Develop mitigation strategies. Now that you've prioritized your risks, it's time to develop specific mitigation strategies for each one. For each high priority risk, ask yourself, how can I reduce this risk? What actions can I take? Here are some examples. Deferred maintenance. Schedule inspections. Get quotes. Create a capital expenditure plan. Set aside funds. Inadequate cash reserves. Set up automatic transfers. Build reserves to 3 to 6 months of operating expenses. High tenant turnover. Improve tenant screening. Enhance property condition. Offer lease renewal incentives. Insufficient insurance. Review policies. Increase coverage limits. Add umbrella policy. Cybersecurity gaps. Implement multi-factor authentication. Use password manager. Set up encrypted backups. For each risk, write down the specific risk, the mitigation strategy, the timeline for implementation, the person responsible, you, your property manager, your contractor, etc., the cost, if any. This becomes your action plan. Step 4. Implement your plan. A plan is worthless if you don't implement it. Start with the highest priority items and work your way down the list. Set deadlines. Schedule the work. Allocate the budget. If you're working with a property manager, share the plan with them. Make sure they understand the priorities and timelines. If you're managing the properties yourself, block out time on your calendar to execute each action item. Track your progress. Use a simple checklist or project management tool to mark items as complete. And don't try to do everything at once. Focus on the top 3 to 5 priorities first. Once those are done, move to the next set. Step 5. Build ongoing systems. Risk management isn't a one-time project. It's an ongoing process. Once you've addressed your immediate risks, you need to build systems to manage risk on an ongoing basis. Here are the key systems you need. 1. Regular property inspections. Schedule annual or semi-annual inspections for every property. Use a checklist to ensure consistency. Document everything with photos and notes. 2. Preventive maintenance schedule. Create a calendar for routine maintenance. HVAC servicing, gutter cleaning, roof inspections, etc. Set reminders and automate where possible. 3. Financial monitoring. Review your financials monthly. Income, expenses, cash flow, reserves. Track key metrics. Occupancy rate, rent collection rate, operating expense ratio. Set alerts for any unusual activity. 4. Tenant screening process. Document your screening criteria and process. Use the same process for every applicant. Keep records of all applications, reports, and decisions. 5. Insurance review. Review your insurance policies annually. Update coverage as property values change. Shop around for better rates or coverage. 6. Cybersecurity practices. Use strong, unique passwords for every account. Enable multi-factor authentication everywhere. Run regular backups and test your restore process. 7. Document management. Create a system for organizing and storing documents, leases, invoices, reports, etc. Use cloud storage with encryption and access controls. Follow retention schedules for tax and legal compliance. These systems don't have to be complicated. They just have to be consistent. Step 6. Review and update regularly. Finally, your risk management plan needs to be a living document. Set a schedule to review and update your plan at least once a year, or whenever something significant changes. New property, major market shift, regulatory change, etc. During your annual review, re-audit your risks. What's changed? Update your priorities. What's more or less important now? Revise your mitigation strategies. What's working? What's not? Check your progress. What have you accomplished? What's still pending? And don't be afraid to adjust your plan as you learn and grow. Risk management is a skill that improves with experience. Bringing it all together, let's recap. Here's how to create your comprehensive risk management plan. Conduct a risk audit. Identify every risk in your portfolio: property, financial, operational, and external. Prioritize your risks. Use a risk matrix to focus on high probability, high impact risks first. Develop mitigation strategies. Create specific action plans for each priority risk. Implement your plan. Execute your action items with deadlines, responsibilities, and budgets. Build ongoing systems. Establish regular processes for inspections, maintenance, financial monitoring, tenant screening, insurance reviews, cybersecurity, and document management. Review and update regularly. Revisit your plan at least annually and adjust as needed. This is your roadmap to protecting your portfolio and your financial future. Risk management isn't about eliminating risk. That's impossible. It's about understanding your risks, prioritizing them, and taking deliberate action to reduce them to acceptable levels. And when you have a comprehensive, written, actionable plan, you can invest with confidence, knowing that you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow investor. Next time, we're going to talk about exit strategies, planning for the unexpected. Because sometimes, the best risk management strategy is knowing when and how to get out. Until then, take action, stay informed, and keep building your passive income.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.